This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Former President Donald Trump will be returning to the White House after a strong showing in battleground states that he lost in the 2020 election. At around 4:30 a.m., the state of Wisconsin was called for former President Trump to give him the 270 electoral votes needed to return to the Oval Office. At the time the race was called, the former president had garnered just shy of 50% of the vote, with Vice President Kamala Harris finishing with about 48.5% of the vote. The difference between the two was only about 33,000 votes, with about 30,000 votes going to third-party candidates. The former president spoke to his supporters in Florida a few hours before the Wisconsin race was officially called, declaring victory when it became clear that he would win the state of Pennsylvania. After losing Georgia and North Carolina earlier on election night, Vice President Harris's only realistic path to the 270 electoral votes was through Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. The former president also had a strong showing in Michigan, claiming the blue wall that was essential for President Joe Biden's win in the 2020 election. Vice President Harris won decisively in Milwaukee, Dane, La Crosse, Douglas, Bayfield, and Eau Claire counties. Despite the strong showing in those highly populated counties, she still fell short of Senator Tammy Baldwin's total by a few thousand votes. The campaign spent a great deal of time in Wisconsin, visiting Eau Claire right after announcing Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as the vice presidential nominee, and visiting Milwaukee in the final days of the election. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has declared victory in a tightly contested race with Republican challenger Eric Hovde. Senator Baldwin had been trailing Hovde for the majority of election night, but took the lead with late results from Milwaukee County. Baldwin garnered about 70% of the vote in Milwaukee County and over 75% of the vote in Dane County. She finished with a little over 49% of the total statewide vote, while Hovde finished with about 48.5%. About 70,000 votes went to third-party candidates. Senator Baldwin's campaign placed a heavy focus on improving the economy for middle-class families and supporting farmers across the state. During her only debate with Hovde, his lack of knowledge about the farm bill caused waves amid the agricultural community. Baldwin was not only involved in the crafting of the last farm bill, but spent a lot of time campaigning in rural areas to connect with those farmers and find out what they needed to improve their financial situations. Hovde's campaign focused on inflation, immigration, and deregulation. In a statement early Wednesday morning, Baldwin said it was clear that the voters had spoken and her campaign had won. She said Wisconsin voters had rejected the billionaires and special interests in the race looking to buy their way to power and vowed to continue fighting for working-class families and farmers. At the time that Baldwin released the statement, the race had not been officially called. Senator Baldwin outperformed Vice President Kamala Harris in the statewide vote totals by a few thousand votes. With Election Day in the rearview mirror, residents of Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District look poised to keep Congressman Derek Van Orden in office. The race for the 3rd Congressional District was by far the closest race of any Wisconsin district, with Van Orden earning about 51.5% of the vote so far over Democratic challenger Rebecca Cook's 48.5%. In total, over 400,000 votes were cast in the election, with Van Orden winning every county in the district except Eau Claire, La Crosse, and Portage. Van Orden's win was nearly identical to his win in 2022, with about 80,000 more voters casting ballots. His campaign mainly focused on inflation and immigration, issues that were widely considered as two of the top concerns for voters across the country. Rebecca Cook's campaign emphasized similar economic issues as well as expanding access to healthcare and targeting corporate price gouging. Cook also placed a heavy emphasis on connecting with voters in their home communities and energizing college students to get themselves and their friends to the polls. Because the margin of victory was so tight, the race still has not been called hours into Wednesday morning. It will be the last congressional race in the state to be called, with no other races finishing with a single-digit difference. In the 2022 election, Van Orden flipped the district to Republican control for the first time since the 1996 election. Former Congressman Ron Kind had held the seat for the Democratic Party from 1997 until he retired in 2023. In the early hours of Wednesday morning, Van Orden declared victory on X, formerly known as Twitter. A Superior police officer has been removed from the force after being accused of lying on a police report to charge a suspect with a felony. According to Douglas County District Attorney Mark Fruhoff, Officer Jared Rankala allegedly wrote police reports about an April 13th disorderly conduct incident, claiming the suspect slammed his squad car's door on his hand. Body camera footage showed Rankala saying the suspect almost slammed his hand with the door. The investigation caused 40 criminal cases involving Rankala to be dismissed. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers trade Preston Smith. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Preston Smith has been a reliable linebacker on the Packers defense since Matt LaFleur took over as the head coach, but the team traded Smith to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a 7th-round pick. The Steelers will also take over his contract, saving the Packers over $17 million next season. GM Brian Gutekunst met with the media.
Thanks to Preston Smith. You know, 2019, that was a, you know, we signed 4 guys, and for him to be, you know, here still 5.5 years later, and he's done a lot of good things for us. I'm really appreciative. Played a lot of good football for us and won a lot of games, and I wish him nothing but the best moving forward.
NBA, the Bucks are back in Milwaukee tomorrow night to host the Utah Jazz. Both teams off to poor starts, each with a win-loss record of 1-6. The Badgers men's basketball team hosting Montana State tomorrow night. Wisconsin with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross. Forward Nolan Winters on all the new players on this year's roster.
That's just college basketball now. Everyone's got new pieces, and, you know, it takes time to learn from one another and learn how, you know, just chemistry, how one plays. But I think where we're at now, you know, obviously, like with JT, X, we're learning and, you know, practicing every day, open gyms in the summer. That helped a lot. So I think this game was a step in the right direction for sure.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Some people cannot get enough of The Walking Dead or its many spinoffs. The Walking Dead Daryl Dixon gave a sneak peek at Season 3 after Season 2 wrapped up Sunday night. Season 3 will keep Daryl in Europe along with Carol. The two zombie fighters will find themselves in Spain for the new season, but there is no word on exactly how they ended up there. Seasons 1 and 2 were shot in France. The twosome's goal, according to The Hollywood Reporter, is to get back home to the U.S. and their fellow Walker Slayers. There is speculation that the recently released Juror No. 2 could be Clint Eastwood's last film. Critics and those in the Eastwood camp expressed disappointment the film was only released in 50 theaters last weekend, despite the consensus that the film is very compelling and received a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. At the very least, we have something good to stream very soon. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner, with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whiffed big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in 5th place overall. Repeating as box office champ following its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot in 2nd place, Smile 2 at number 3, and Conclave at number 4. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film Absolution, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. Martha Stewart might be dealing with a hangover due to her displeasure with her biopic Martha on Netflix. While promoting her new cookbook during an appearance on a game show similar to Family Feud, she took a shot at Ryan Reynolds. When asked which actors she would like to hang out with in real life, she listed George Clooney, her pal Snoop Dogg, and Brad Pitt, but made a point to say Ryan Reynolds is not funny in real life, adding that he is very serious. She also acknowledged her comments might not go over so well since the two are neighbors in real life. Despite the final season of Succession bringing Kieran Culkin his first Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happens, but just sort of missed his chance. If only there was a way he could still watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little patchy fog in a few spots this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy today with a high in the low 50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, a little more patchy fog possible, our low in the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.